This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
The pitch. Nubar swings and he drives it to center field. That's hit back to the track, the wall. It's a goner! A three-run homer for Lars Nubar. 3-1 Cardinals in the fifth inning.
Yo, Paulie!
Paulie's a great name.
Yo, Paulie!
What'd you do for Paulie? Anything?
Me, Paulie! I was responsible!
Paulie, we're here because of you.
Oh boy, the Cardinals win a series against the Houston Astros, and now they are in New York to take on the Mets. In a series that begins tonight, we have the first pitch at 6:10. Our next guest has the pregame show at 5:15. It is Matt Pauly, the host of Sports Open Line. The Redbird Rush Hour, which is at 5 o'clock every weekday, as long as the Cardinals don't interfere. And it will a little bit tonight. So, Matt Pauly, I'm assuming you have 15 minutes of an extended pregame, basically, a 15-minute Redbird Rush Hour?
Yeah, you know what? That's a good question because we really don't start that show until after the traffic at 5:10. So I don't think we'll have much of anything tonight.
Oh, okay. Well, let's just assume that Cardinals baseball stuff starts a little after 5. How about that?
Yeah, just go with that. That works.
Big hit for Lars Nootbaar yesterday. Cards needed that one, and they have been offensively, if you just look at the numbers, Matt, with the exception of the power numbers, and I know that was a home run, they've been a pretty good offense. They've been one of the top 5 offenses so far in baseball.
Yeah, so two things. First off, I love the way that inning played out because it starts with a Victor Scott the second bunt, and then Thomas Ajayi has an incredible at-bat and eventually just kind of takes, you know, gives what's given to him and just takes it the other way and off the end of the bat and drops a little single, and then that allows Lars Nootbaar to come up to the plate, and he obviously hits the 3-run home run, and that turns a 1-0 deficit into a 3-1 lead. Yeah, their numbers are good. I mean, they're hitting still .280 as a team. That is still number one in all of Major League Baseball. You mentioned the power numbers. They've got 20 home runs. You're right. That's kind of in the
average
middle.
Yeah,
that's right in the middle. Let's see. Where is their team OPS rank? I haven't looked at that lately. Team OPS is kind of in the middle as well, it looks like. No, excuse me. They're third in team OPS. Only the Yankees and Diamondbacks have a better team OPS than the Cardinals right now.
Well, so, they have the best on-base percentage. It's them and the Padres.
Yeah. So the at 3:48, and they've got the edge when you take the out further numbers past the decimal point. So look, the offense has been really good. It's a tiny sample size. It's still really early on in the season, but you can't argue with what they have done from an offensive standpoint.
Yeah, and we didn't really know what they would be offensively. So do you feel confident to say that this is kind of how it's going to be this year? Or do you suspect a drop-off is coming at some point?
It's going to drop off to some level. Like, I don't think, there are a number of players who have statistics that are just not sustainable. So as some of those gaudy, unsustainable numbers start to drop, the team numbers will start to drop as well. But can they be a good offensive club? Can they be an above-average offensive club? Yeah, I think they can. I always thought they could. I've always liked this offensive group. That was something that I was saying all offseason long. It was one of the things that why I didn't understand why people were predicting this team as a fourth-place team, because I looked at the lineup and I said, this is a group that severely underachieved last year offensively, and you've got too many good offensive pieces that they just have to be better than they were last year. Now, the question, and just because they've had a good 2-3 week start to the season, it doesn't change the question, how much better are they going to be this year compared to last year? So those numbers are going to come down 100% without a doubt, but I don't think that means they won't be a good offensive club.
Matt, don't you think the youth plays into the excitement of this ball club and a little bit of the unknown expectation? Meaning, if you look at these numbers and you have all of these numbers, whether it be offense, defensively, with an older lineup, more proven commodities, you wouldn't have quite the upside as you do with young guys who could still boost their own expectations because you don't know what their cap is yet.
Yeah, that's an interesting way to kind of view it, that because they're younger, there's more room to grow as opposed to a veteran group doing this and just kind of feeling like, okay, this is who they are. Mm-hmm. I've never really thought of it that way. I like that line of thinking. I do think individually we can look at some guys and say they've got more in the tank. Like, I think what we're seeing from Lars Nootbaar, I think Lars Nootbaar can be even better. Now, Brendan Donovan, the numbers he has right now, that he's the top hitter, or I guess I haven't looked to confirm that the last day, but he was the top hitter in all of baseball going into yesterday. He's dropped. He's now third in baseball in hitting, but still, that's pretty darn good. You know, the OPS for Nolan Arenado and the slug for Nolan Arenado, that's going to drop at some point, but that's not the kind of guy that you're talking about because he's one of the old guys, so that doesn't really matter to your question. So, I think the bottom line here on this is the fact that you've got the youngest lineup in Major League Baseball. Right now, a lot of these guys are performing at a high level, and you feel like some of these guys have not yet reached their potential.
As far as Mason Wynn goes and the injury, are we assuming that it's pretty much just going to be the 10 days when they're up, then he's back, or could it extend beyond that?
You know, we haven't been given an update since he went on, but when if you remember, the night before he went on, he told the media, I told the trainers that I'm not going on the injured list. That was his statement, and he kind of had this feeling that it was going to be a 2 or 3 day thing. So sometimes injuries are worse than they are initially feared, and maybe they know something that they haven't told us yet. But based off what we know, I feel like Mason Wynn is going to be back, if not the day he's eligible to come back, shortly thereafter.
We should also talk about pitching here, because one of the things, if you go back a week and a half, that we were a little concerned about, it wasn't a huge problem yet, but I think, at least for me anyway, concerned about the amount of innings coming out of the starting pitching, just wasn't enough of it. But now that a week or so has gone by, they've gotten really good work out of their starters in general. Things have worked out pretty well for that unit up until, even with Steven Matz giving them 5, you'd like a little more than 5. But again, the guy was in the bullpen, right? So him giving them 5 innings is pretty good. But overall, they've been giving them innings.
Yeah, they've been getting 6-7 innings from a lot of guys here recently, and that's been, you know, just part of the ramp up that goes along with this. And because they're in a 6-man rotation, it's going to be incredibly important that they do get length out of their starters. Now, starters over the last 7 starts for the Cardinals have a sub-2 ERA. It's like it's low ones. The starter ERA over the last 7 games, it was right at 1 2 starts ago, and it went up just a little bit over the last 2 games, but not much. You know, Steven Matz yesterday, he was scheduled to throw 65 pitches. He was so good that they let him stay out there a little bit longer, and they pushed him all the way to 71, and they're really worried about health. So this is something that this team just doesn't and Oliver Marmol talked about this on the Gas House Gang earlier in the week, and I thought it was a really interesting thing that he had to say. They just don't have a whole lot of depth in the organization when it comes to starting pitching that can go out and pitch at the big league level. Right now there's one guy. It's Michael McGreevy, especially with Quinn Matthews on the injured list. There's a bunch of young prospects who are on the injured list right now. Some guys are going to be out for the year. So like they have one guy. If they really needed to get a start out of a Gordon Graceffo, I guess they could. If they really need a start out of Sim Roberts, I guess they could. But basically there's one guy in Michael McGreevy. So the Cardinals have prioritized health when it comes to starting pitching, and that's why they have taken the foot off the gas just a little bit in terms of, you know, really pushing these guys. But they are getting more and more innings out of them, and you know, for Steven Matz to go 5 and give 71 pitches yesterday, you would think they could push that to 80, 85 pitches in his next start, and then after that you're talking 95, 100, and he's just, you know, fully unleashed. And that extra day off that these guys are getting between every start is going to allow them to be able to push a little bit more each start.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
A gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You mentioned Ollie on Gas House Gang, and he's with us every Tuesday at 12. And that comment he made about what the roster is, it was sort of, I just read it differently, but when he said it, I sort of, you know, my ears perked up a little bit because it sounded, you know, just like that. Like he's saying, hey, this is the roster I have, you know, yeah, not like he's saying, what do you want me to do about it? But it almost was, I think he was honest. He was basically saying, we have to play the guys we have. You don't, I feel anyway, Matt, like you don't typically hear managers that candid about it.
No, you don't. And that's something that I've always appreciated, and I think for some of the Marmol haters out there, they would be smart to take a step back and more closely listen to what some of the things he said. I'm glad he's doing Tuesdays, too, because it's an opportunity to hear from him in a format where it's not 15 minutes after a game ended and you're still kind of in the heat of battle, if that makes sense. And he said something that I had not thought of, and I really appreciated, and this goes to just show you that, you know, these guys know what they're doing and they've got a lot of information. When we had the conversation on the Extra Inning Show and on Sports Open Line and everything, the day Eric Fetty came out with the no-hitter. Now, the no-hitter part of it, I honestly did not care about a guy being pulled with a no-hitter. But what I did care about in the moment was that he was at a pitch count where I felt like he could have come out for another inning, and that was during a period where the bullpen was really, really being overused. And a point that Ali said on Tuesday that I just did not consider when I was having that conversation was they've been giving every single guy extra rest, and now they're going to the six-man rotation, so it's really built in there with the extra day of rest each time through. But because of off days, every starting pitcher had been given extra rest except for Eric Fetty. That one start is the only start this year where a starting pitcher did not have that extra rest. And when they're worried about the health of these guys, not pushing somebody in that situation makes sense. So, like, I really, that was something that I really enjoyed hearing from him on Tuesday, and something that bluntly and honestly, I did not think through when I was talking about that after the game.
Matt, and you can correct me if I'm wrong here. This is just how, it's not a baseball take. It's probably more of a sports take. So tell me if I'm wrong. But when I see the Cardinals are going with a six-man rotation, the explicit reason is for health, allow the guys to go further. To me, the implicit reason is our starters aren't that deep. Like, if you have two or three real bangers for starters, you're not rolling six guys. You're rolling five guys because, I mean, the bullpen's getting worn out. It's not like your starters were going that deep. And so I kind of feel like a six-man rotation is what you do if you don't have two or three real winners. But I that could be a the wrong take.
Yeah, I think you can take it either way. So if you've got, you know, two or three, if your rotation is very top-heavy and you got two or three legit dudes at the top of the rotation, the last thing that you want to do is add another guy to the rotation.
Right.
So it's, you know, you're reducing the number of starts for those top guys because you're adding an extra starter. That being said, when you add that extra day, you also give those starters the opportunity to be maybe even better. I talk about this a lot. When I was working in Milwaukee with the Brewers went to a six-man rotation the year that Corbin Burnes won the Cy Young Award. So they had Corbin Burnes, they had Brandon Woodruff, they had Freddie Peralta, they had a bunch of legit dudes at the top of the rotation, and they still went six-man rotation. Now, that wasn't far off of COVID, so that was part of the – so it's not an apples-to-apples comparison because they were also trying to limit what guys put on their arms coming off a season where you just weren't pitching quite as much. But what I saw from those guys that year was – they were even better because they got the extra day of rest. So I think it is a juggling act. You don't want to give less starts to top guys, but you also acknowledge the fact that an extra day of rest can make even top guys better.
Yeah, I guess, because I guess that would be my question. Are the Dodgers doing this? Are the teams with the high-paid, high-profile starters, are they rolling six men?
Not generally, no. But I do think we're going to go into, if more teams do this and it works, I think it's something that baseball is going to look at.
Matt Pauly has the pregame show at 5:15 this evening, Cardinals and Mets. 6:10 is the first pitch tonight. Matthew, thank you again. We'll talk next week.
You bet. Sounds good.
Pauly, your sister's with me. I'll call you back later. See ya. I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.